Grace, mercy, and peace to you from our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. Amen. Moses gives us positive words today. Choose life that you may live. And St. Paul gives us positive words too, that God is the one who gives the growth. And no matter how hard we work, whether we plant or water, all that is good or worthwhile comes from God's gifts, not from our own efforts. But in today's gospel, Jesus gives us nothing but hard sayings, one after another. He starts out by pointing out the requirements of the law of Moses. You have heard it said, you shall not murder, and whoever murders shall be liable to judgment. And then Jesus goes on, but I say to you, if you are angry with a brother or sister, you will be liable to judgment. Jesus takes the requirement of the law and makes it higher. He makes it harder. Jesus says murder is the same as anger. And I would like to say to Jesus, nuh-uh. But then I think of that man in Arkansas in December, who was angry because the minivan in front of him was going too slowly and had, in fact, come to a full and complete stop at a stop sign. He was angry unto death. And he took out his gun and shot at that minivan. And some of those bullets ended up killing the driver's 3-year-old grandson. Anger can lead us to a very bad place, emotionally, spiritually, physically. And I would say, anger does indeed kill. Anger murders our compassion for the person we are angry with. It kills the softness that God would rather have reign in our hearts. Anger hardens us so that we are likelier to break instead of bend. In Luther's Small Catechism, he writes that we are to look at our neighbor in the best possible light, to interpret everything they do that way, but anger doesn't allow us to do that. It is in these ways that anger is murder. It murders what is best in this life that we are given. Anger murders love. Well, then Jesus gives another hard saying, both for his time and for ours, our time when so much is hypersexualized, commercials, computers, billboards. I just read a statistic that in the United States today, there are 40 million people who view pornography regularly. Those who are in that demographic will find Jesus' words particularly hard. You have heard it said, you shall not commit adultery. But I say to you that everyone who looks at another with lust in the heart has already committed adultery in the heart. And not only that, but Jesus prescribes a penalty, a cure for this lust adultery. If your right eye causes you to sin, tear it out and throw it away. And the same for the right hand. Cut it off. That is harsh. Cutting off a part of one's body is harsh punishment, whether it is for adultery or lust. And I have observed that for all the people who say they take Jesus' words literally, I really haven't observed anyone who has, in fact, plucked out their eye or cut off their right hand. Have you? Not so much, no. It seems many of us and many others have shown a great deal of mercy on our body parts. We have great mercy on ourselves. We don't cut our body parts off. But isn't that what lust is? Cutting off our neighbor. Lust means that I am a person, but others are objects, useful for my pleasure. When we lust, we do not value the other person for who they are, or even for what they contribute to the common good. We care about them only for the pleasure they bring to us. And in that way, we who lust cut ourselves off from everyone else. We've already done it. But Jesus doesn't stop there. Jesus says divorce is the same as adultery. In Jesus' time, it was only men who could get a divorce. Women had no option. No matter how a woman was treated by her husband, she could not get a divorce. But a husband could get a divorce without any reason at all, just by writing out the certificate. And the wife had to leave, with no resources and nowhere to go, for she had left her family. They had already given all of the money set aside for her future to her husband's family. They had nothing left to give her. Divorce is different in our century, but it still hurts. And divorce is another way that we humans cut off those we are supposed to love. Divorce is a sign of brokenness. But as one of the divorced pastors said in our text study this week, every marriage has signs of brokenness. Every marriage, including her second one that has not ended in divorce, has its pain, its lack of recognition, as does every relationship containing elements of brokenness, of emotional cutoff, hardness of heart towards someone who should be valued. And Jesus says, that is wrong. Jesus is believed to have been about 30 years old when he spoke these sayings, these very hard sayings. Old enough to have seen the hurt caused by anger and lust and false promises, and to have witnessed the terrible effects of them. Jesus utters these hard sayings to show his listeners how the hardness of their hearts hurts both themselves and others. And when they feel how hard their hearts are, that their anger is as dangerous as murder, that their lust is like cutting their neighbor out of the human race, that their broken relationship hurts both people as well as their broader community, then they and then we can imagine a different way, a way where anger is laid aside, a way where we do not make objects out of other people, that we can imagine a way where we become vulnerable. Vulnerable to disappointment and vulnerable to being surprised. That the people driving so slowly in front of us are being careful. That the people we lust after are interesting in ways we hadn't considered. And that those we want out of our life are beloved by the same God who loves us. When we allow Jesus' hard sayings to accuse us, only then are we ready to hear the mercy that is in them, the grace. And then we can choose life so we can live. Amen.